shall rejoice and be glad in it. It is always for me a tremendous honor and privilege to come to University Park and to be in the company of your wonderful pastor, your tremendous under shepherd, Bishop Claude Richard Alexander Jr. What a gift of God he is to you. What a gift of God he is to the body of Christ.
Celebrate your pastor.
I've said it so many times before, and yet it bears repetition tonight, that seldom does God deposit in one human personality such gifts and such talent as he has in Bishop Alexander. And you are blessed of God to be able to sit under him week after week and to hear the word of the Lord as it comes from the temple of his life. What a preacher, what a pastor, what a teacher, what a builder, what a visionary. All of these things. And he does each one with excellence. There is not a bone of mediocrity in his body. Everything about him represents excellence. And I come tonight to congratulate him once again on his elevation to the bishopric. You won't mind me being brutally honest. I do not know of any other way to be. There are many who carry the title and don't deserve it. But he is one that I believe God has so deputized for the season in which we are now living and the season through which we are passing. And I pray for him. I pray for his wife, and we greet her tonight as well. Lady Alexander. She is certainly a gem of rare and precious price. I pray for them and their lovely children and for you. For God has given you a tremendous assignment in this age in which we live. We greet all of the ministers who are present tonight, as well as those who may be worshiping in the congregation, and to all of you who are a part of this wonderful fellowship here at the park. It's a wonderful thing to always come here because you are always so excited. Amen. I go a lot of places and the people are dull. But there's nothing dull about you. I thank God that you come to worship with excitement, with enthusiasm. And I praise God for you. Open your Bibles, if you will, tonight to the book of Exodus, the second book of the Bible, the second book of the law, the second book of Moses, the second book of the Pentateuch, call it as you will. The second book of Exodus, second book of the law, rather, second book in the Bible, the book of Exodus, chapter 13. In chapter 13 of the book of Exodus, it's verses 17 and 18.